I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Richard, I love that the sort of publicity tour for the new Barbie movie and this involved us. Like we are part of it. You and I just got finished with an interview. I don't know if we should say who it was with, but we just did an interview about having watched all the Barbie movies. We've both contributed to another like separate article. Like people are talking to us. It took 2 years, 2.5 years, but finally watching 37 Barbie movies paid off. But Richard, of course, there are more than 37. That's not enough. It will never be enough because in the time since we recorded our mammoth 18-hour episode covering the, at the time, 37, soon to be 38 Barbie movies, there has been a deluge of five films. Is that enough for a deluge? That brings us up to 42, I believe, films. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we have now seen 42 Barbie movies, still less movies than there are Scooby-Doo.
Still not enough.
It will never be enough. Yeah, so welcome everybody to a rare mother feed episode of film franchise follow-ups on the Cold Popch podcast, where we revisit a franchise from Fortnite's past. Usually these go up on the Patreon, but this feels like it's something that needs to be part of the like public access canon of the show. So yeah. Over the last week, you and I watched, we caught up. We caught up on the, our old gal.
We put a little pause on Stuart Little. And yeah, got caught up with the Roberts family.
Once again, returning to the dream house, the dream world, and the dream, podcast content.
So the five films we watched are Barbie and Chelsea, The Lost Birthday, the infamous film that we discovered midway through recording and that only came out a month or two after we released the episode. Barbie, Big City, Big Dreams, which we also found out about towards the end of that podcast. And that was when we were like, ah, well, I guess nothing, you know, fuck it then.
None of these are as bad as a Scooby-Doo movie leaking a week after we released our episode. So I think these are all a bit better.
Yeah, which I still think doesn't have like a proper release, that Scooby-Doo one. The Barbie Mermaid Power. Barbie Epic Road Trip, which is the series' first interactive feature, and Barbie Skipper and the Big Babysitting Adventure.
Yes.
We just watched all those, totaling about 5 hours.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not sure, like, how do we talk about these movies for 18 hours? Because I've watched five more and I'm like, I hope Richard's got, got talking points.
I thought the same thing. But with you,
no,
with
we can bullshit our way to be entertaining for 45 minutes to 50.
Well, we can
minutes,
talk for that long.
That's true.
Not get ahead of ourselves.
So Barbie and Chelsea and the Lost Birthday. Let's start there. The 38th Barbie movie. What is it about?
So this one is about the Roberts family go on a cruise in which Chelsea, Barbie's youngest sister, is going to turn 7. And
Holy shit.
Super excited. She's bugging fucking everyone about it. There's a little concierge on the cruise who's just a total dickhead. And he, well, so they go to sleep one night and then they're like, when we wake up tomorrow, it's going to be your birthday. And they wake up the next day and it's like, hey, it's not your birthday, Chelsea. And she's like, what? Turns out they sailed over the international dateline. And it's now, they lost a day. So it's not her birthday. So she treks into the jungle to find a gem to wish for her birthday back.
It's got like a Wizard of Ozian kind of like she is swept away, but I miss what happened that swept her away. Mm. Did she just fall asleep?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so no, it's a talking Chelsea- parrot
tells her about it, and then so she leaves.
So Chelsea goes on this big adventure in a jungle where she is joined by, I thought, too many supporting cast. I think you probably could have cut one of them. I think there were too many. Wizard of Oz only had three. She has four. and these consist of some of the most, like, terrifying cutesy animals we've seen since probably like I want to say like Mermaidia. There's like these we're talking like these like creepy looking like there's like an elephant with eyelashes and the monkey pissed me off, man. The monkey was the worst one. It just
monkey was like the best one.
No, the monkey was like such a bad approximation of what a monkey looks like in real life. I thought it just looked like someone wearing a suit.
Probably was. They probably, like, animal rights. They probably couldn't
get
a real monkey.
This isn't real, AJ. and just, I thought, you know, I thought people joke these days about how creepy and sort of, like, eyelashy old Barbie movie animals looked like. I thought we were past it, but these ones looked just as insane.
This was weird. Like, I forgot how bad the animation is, but then the animation's better than this and some earlier ones.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the animation's not great on this.
At one point, they do a rap. I think the tiger raps. And at that point, I was like, oh, we're back, baby. Mm. We're back. Like, you know, I reckon the rose-tinted glasses I have in my life have never been working harder than when I think about when we watched all the Barbie movies.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would describe my glasses as more of a pink tint than rose. But the when I look back at Barbie, yeah, I mean, I was excited to revisit these films. As soon as it started, I was like, oh, that's right.
Mm, these are terrible.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot these are terrible. Because yeah, I've confused my excitement for knowing a lot about something with my excitement for actually learning about something.
Sure, yeah. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it's like I wanna just know all the Barbie movies. I don't want to watch them.
Mm. But we did watch them, and what did you, what were you, I guess you just said you thought it was terrible, but
yeah, where did this land in my Barbie ranking? I put this
ranked them
at number 20.
I can tell you I gave it half a star.
I gave it 2 stars. I was maybe still a little bit blinded. It's below some 1 and 1.5 stars, though.
So a lot of the movie is, it switches back and forth between Chelsea on her little dream jungle adventure with these scary animals and Barbie and her sisters looking for said Chelsea on the cruise ship, which, you know, there's more than one missing person stories that happened on cruise ships. So it's legitimately very concerning if you can't find your 7-year-old sister.
It's because set within reality.
The possibility is that she went overboard, and that is not unlikely. One thing I thought of, though, watching these 5 movies, which are very Barbie and her sisters focused, is like, what interesting character design decisions to make 3 of them look just like different sized versions of each other. Stacy and Chelsea both sort of just look like varyingly smaller Barbies. And then Skipper's got like brown hair. And a blue or purple streak, And I was thinking, like, what is the point of in all of this? Like, why wouldn't you make them more distinguishable? And I think this is where the direction of the toy line comes in, because I think the way that Mattel probably think about it is less variety and character design and more like, we need a Barbie that's 17, a Barbie that's 12, and a Barbie that's 7, because that's what the kids want. And then Skipper is just, you want a brunette Barbie.
Yeah, you know? I couldn't tell you Stacy's characterization.
No,
but not at all. She does. There's a little post-credits tease at the end of movie 42 that she's going to get her own movie. But we'll get to that.
Speaking of the dolls, though, one thing we did on our Big Barbie episode is we looked at what the tie-in merch, the tie-in dolls, like, because these movies made to sell toys. And Richard, about 2 minutes before we recorded, I was like, are we going to do that? And you were like, oh, I forgot we did that. Have you done it in the time since?
So, yeah, I've gone to farmers.co.nz because... Like the interesting thing about this Barbie and Chelsea the Lost Birthday, if you cast your mind back to 2021, we put a little competition in the middle of our Barbie episode, and we Sarah Velling, who has disappeared off the face of the earth, won that competition, and the prize for that was to be sent a Barbie, and I actually sent her a Barbie from Barbie and Chelsea the Lost Birthday.
Oh, wow. And nice.
So this is the first movie we've covered where I've not only seen these toys in real life, but I've actually purchased one myself.
Wow.
I bought it with the company card, you know, the Culpopshire company card.
I did buy a Woody and a Buzz after seeing Toy Story 3, though. So it's not the first time you've bought toys from a podcast episode we've done.
Yeah, I said Barbie, though.
Ah.
Well, I didn't buy Woody and Buzz after we covered Toy Story.
After you saw Toy Story 3, you told me that after you saw Toy Story 3, you ran all the way to the warehouse and purchased a Woody and a Buzz.
I think I must have been lying to you. That didn't happen.
Wow.
I had a Woody and Buzz from when I was a kid that I got from Toy Story 1.
Has Barbie taught you nothing, dude? Honesty is the best policy is probably one of the
Well, I probably didn't learn messages. That until... We watched Barbie after we did Toy Story.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I had like the OG, like Gen 1 Woody and Buzz. And then when Toy Story 3 came out, they released them in the original packaging. But I remember rushing to the toy store after watching Toy Story and then being like, well, these toys are all too expensive. And then that was also when I watched the Lego movie, realizing how expensive Lego is.
True.
But anyway, yeah, fairly standard. There's one of each of the sisters, and mm-hmm. they've each got a little dog, and they have a swimsuit with, like, island sort of prints and a dress.
Can you get the creepy-looking animals?
Nah, not based on this. But they, yeah, you can, for only $18.39 down from $22.99, you can buy one, but you can't select which one you get. They just give you one at random. That's if you're getting from Farmers.
Interesting. Well, I think. What do you think of the whole Lost Birthday idea? Because that feels like it's something that could be in a better movie. Like that's a concept.
I remember thinking this because we learnt that a wee while ago.
Hmm.
Yeah, I always thought it was a cool idea for a plot.
I'm looking at the toys now. You can get the animals, but they're not plush or anything. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I could see, again, this is a sort of a scathing indictment on the quality of Barbie movies, but occasionally one of them will have a plot that makes me go like, huh, interesting that you used that on this and not like on a better, you know, like the idea of crossing an international dateline and losing your birthday feels like a very young Lindsay Lohan would have starred in that movie in the late 90s, you know? Like, it feels like that kind of sort of family film.
A Colgate Saturday Night feature.
Colgate Saturday Night feature, a reference I knew you wanted to make on the interview we just did, but knew that the American interviewer would not understand what you mean.
Yeah, so I'm saying it now.
Yeah, what? So what of it, AJ? Fuck it. Fuck it.
The main thing I wanted to talk about with this film, though, the main sort of, like, piece of content, the main sort of joke that I figured out, is that at one point when they meet the rapping tiger, they're all very nervous about this tiger. And I was like, they're nervous because they're worried that the tiger will maul them.
Mm.
And it nearly does before it becomes friends with them. Well, actually, no, then it reveals it's vegetarian. But we don't know that. And all I could think of is, like, interesting to put these stakes in your children's movie to, like, be like, the danger here is young Chelsea might have her face bitten off. You know? Like, our kids watching this who, you know, have no preconception of, like, what can or can't be in a movie, are they worried they're about to witness something super graphic here?
And I think they were able to mine a lot of comedy, though, from that.
Well, that's always important. I can relate to that.
Mm. How do you feel being a now 30-year-old man watching this?
Well, like Barbie says, you can be anything, Richard. You can be 30 watching Barbie movies at 4 a.m. Because you don't have time at any other point in the day to watch them, and then getting up at 9:30 to do an interview about said movies. You know, it really, I really feel like I really feel like I'm a gal in the big city, you know, with big cities and big dreams.
Mm.
The, you know, independence. I wonder if Barbie ever went through something like this.
This is a Barbie theme song to a Barbie movie. We're gonna watch a muscle car and join the dream team. It's time to cut some voucher and do this together. Barbie forever, yeah.
Oh, look, Barbie Big City Big Dreams, the next film we caught up on. I thought this was an interesting movie because
it
does.
A plain movie with nothing remotely interesting about it.
It does something. Lost Birthday came out 2021. This came out also 2021.
Yeah.
Who directed? We should say that. Who directed Lost Birthday?
Lost Birthday was directed by Cassandra McKay, although she was credited as Cassie Simmons.
Sounds like maybe one of two, three women who have directed a Barbie movie.
I think she. Yeah.
Next to Greta Gerwig and whoever directed, like, one of the other ones.
There was Karen J. Lloyd.
Mm.
And there was one other one. Someone brought up in a quiz.
Mm. So this one's interesting. So it's about Barbie going off to college in New York to study singing, I think.
Yeah.
And this, I think, is sort of like the pilot for the Dreamhouse show. Or at least it's the
pilot for Barbie It Takes Two, which was another show they made.
Ah, there you go. So the interesting thing that happens in this is that Barbie Roberts goes to New York, goes to college, where she ends up becoming roommates with another woman named Barbie Roberts, who's an African-American woman. She goes by Brooklyn, and Brooklyn calls Barbie Malibu, which I thought was pretty cool. And I also thought an interesting application of the fact that you can buy Barbies of different races, and they're still called Barbies, and this is a way to be like, now we are legitimizing that character. That is officially a canon character. And in order to be like, there is no, you know, the real Barbie could be either one. You know, the black Barbie is not an addition. They both have the same name. And I thought, interesting, cool idea. That's where the interesting part of the movie ceases, I think.
So it turns out that there's like a world-famous pop star who's, like, undercover in this school who used to be friends with Brooklyn Barbie, but now they had a falling out, but then they end up making up, and then Barbie and Barbie have a falling out and end up making up. But there's the whole thing hinges on that it's – and it's signposted so early on. It's so obvious when they go – all right, you know, you've got to go through this whole course, and then at the end of the course, the only one name is going to be posted on that list, and wouldn't you know, that name is Barbie Roberts, and then, but which Barbie Roberts? Well, you guys both get to do it because that is your name.
Equal opportunities. Equal opportunities, Barbie. And so I guess the main thing is that this one has songs. I mean, there was that rap in The Lost Birthday, but this one has a couple more songs.
Yeah, I found it. This is the eighth musical film in the series and across all of them.
Wow, not that many.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got up and danced to one. I thought it was a pretty bad song, and I can't remember how it goes, but I danced
to it. Did you actually get up and dance to it?
I sent you a video.
You did, yes.
Of me dancing to it. Doubted me. I gave you irrefutable evidence.
It wasn't enough.
It never is. What did you think of this one?
Let's see where I ranked it in my ranking. Big City, Big Dreams. I put this on 12th.
It's pretty good. I gave it a star. I gave it 1.5 star more than Lost Birthday.
Yeah, I gave it 2 stars. And yeah, I mean, it's fun. I think some of the music was fun. Some of the music was incredibly mind-numbing. And I think the dynamic of two Barbies was fun. I did laugh when she goes to New York and meets Brooklyn Barbie. And she's like, wait a minute. You're from Brooklyn? I've never met anyone from Brooklyn. And it's like, you're in New York. You'll probably find a lot of them.
And also, like, as if that's more significant than meeting someone with the exact same name as you. Like, surely that's the more, like, prescient thing you've discovered here. Mm. Yeah. The head of the school is this woman who I thought had terrible voice acting. The voice actor is doing, it sounds like it's going to be revealed later on that that character is not who she says she is. Like, it sounds like the character is disguising her voice, but it's just a voice actor doing a voice. And I thought that that was pretty bad.
Yeah. What did you think of the, what was the woman's name? The Barbie Wiki is very, very bare updating on these films. So, yeah, I can't even remember the name
You'd think the Barbie Wiki would be popping off. It is Barbie season.
The Barbie Wiki doesn't even list films after this one.
Wow. That's shameful. That is really shameful. Weird. The one thing I've been thinking about, though, is, like, you know, obviously Barbie is back in vogue because of the Greta Gerwig movie coming out. But I was also thinking, and this has been plaguing my mind as we've been doing these various interviews for different places, which is so funny that that's happened to us. I've been thinking, I don't think these movies will be any part of the DNA of the Greta Gerwig. I don't think we're going into Greta Gerwig's Barbie knowing more than your average moviegoer. I think I don't think she's seen any of them. I think this is disregarded information.
Yeah, so I unfortunately, New Zealand wasn't afforded any time on the junket for the Barbie film. Because I was ready to school Margot Robbie with my knowledge of the Barbie films. So that unfortunately don't get that opportunity. But there's not going to be a reference to Bibble in these. She's not going to have a polar bear buddy named Shiver.
Do you know what? I don't even think like Barbie's sisters will be in it. I think we're getting like very, like, not to be like the guy that's like the lore, the extended universe is the only stuff that counts in the comics. But like, I feel like this is a very surface level. I feel like the Greta Gerwig movie is going to be a very surface level look at Barbie. Not surface level, just like it's not going to be about the character that's been developed over the past 20-something years.
Yeah, it's going to relate to the dolls and to
the idea of
zeitgeist,
the doll.
Where Barbie fits into what people's idea of, you know, a blonde bimbo Barbie is.
Mm. So what toys did we get for Big City, Big Dreams? Presumably we got both Barbies.
We got both Barbies and a singing version of both Barbies.
Wow. Very cool. Well, Richard, that's all great, but do you know what I love? You take it. You take the segue. You tell me what I love.
I forgot. There's a Barbie movies wiki, which is a lot more in depth than just the Barbie wiki. We've been on the wrong bloody wiki this whole time. Let me go back to because I was already on the next one.
What is the next one? I can't remember.
Mermaid.
Mermaid.
Power.
What's it called? Mermaid Power.
So, Big City, Big Dreams. Let's see if this has any fun things. So, I can probably tell you the name of Emmy was the pop star's name.
All right.
There was a 360 marketing program supporting the launch of the movie. And these are all on Netflix now. And I believe Netflix also got the rights to like all the pre-2017 films as well. So,
wow.
They're like big all news on Netflix for Netflix now. There's a Nutcracker cameo.
Really?
Apparently, when Malibu and Brooklyn perform.
Wow. That's thrilling.
The custodian in New York refers to Malibu and Brooklyn as out-of-towners. This might be a reference to the movie The Out-of-Towners, which is about two people that go to New York.
I can't do this, Wiki. I'm so sorry. I can't do this, Wiki. I can't keep giving
this one is actually like a legit... The Handler Arts Academy is likely named after Ruth Handler, who created Barbie.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Great. Good job. Good job, Barbie. You play with intertextuality. Finally. Now, let's see that dialed up to 20 for the Greta Gerwig.
This is a Barbie theme song to a Barbie movie. We're going to watch them also cover Join the Dream Team. It's time to cut some voucher and do this together. Barbie forever, yeah.
All right, so...
We got tweeted a Barbie quiz the other day that was like, which of these are real Barbie movies?
I actually didn't do the quiz, should I?
I did it. I got 10 out of 10. But the one that
I'll do the quiz live on pod.
Okay. So, but there was one that stumped me and I only got through on like, it was basically, is this a real Barbie movie title? I got all of them fine except for one, which is very similar to... the movie we're about to talk about, okay, but I was like, I don't think that's actually a film title.
Fuck, we haven't tweeted in a long time, eh?
Twitter's dead, dude.
The last tweet from Cult Popture was Scooby-Doo and Crypto 2 leaking online.
And look, no one cared, so I stopped tweeting.
Yeah, damn. Okay, guess these. Barbie Starlight Adventure is a real Barbie movie.
Correct.
Barbie and the Enchanted Amulet is not a real Barbie movie.
No.
Barbie in the Pink Shoes is a real Barbie movie. Barbie in A Christmas Carol is a real Barbie movie. Barbie the Pearl Princess is a real Barbie movie. Yes. Barbie the Butterfly Fairy Tale is not a real Barbie movie.
Correct.
Barbie Journey to Candyland is not a real Barbie movie. Barbie and the Diamond Castle is a real Barbie movie.
Correct.
Barbie in the Land of Unicornia is not a real Barbie movie.
Correct.
And the one that I'm guessing you got stuck on is Barbie Mermaid Magic, which...
There are like 5-6 Barbie movies with mermaid in the title, and I was like, I could very easily just be missing this one.
Yeah, which is not a real Barbie movie.
Correct.
So, yes, I also got 10 out of 10. That was very easy.
Nice. So yeah, Barbie Mermaid Power, not Magic, is a direct sequel to Big City Big Dreams, and all I could think about was like, this is an if Big City Big Dreams was its own movie, it wasn't Barbie and just had the same plot, and then this was the sequel to that. That would be insane, because instead of like this grounded, you know, music academy movie, this one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One is about Barbie and Barbie becoming mermaids.
Yeah.
They go on holiday together. The sisters are all there. And then a dolphin talks to them. And Barbie tells other Barbie, like, oh, yeah, by the way, magic is real and I'm a mermaid.
Yeah,
and
from which follows on from dolphin magic.
Dolphin magic, yeah.
But yeah, this was released between seasons 1 and 2 of It Takes Two, which is the Barbie show featuring Brooklyn and Malibu.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, very, very weird tonally. But I guess you can be anything, just like Barbie says. Mm. And this is like, yeah, you can make this your sequel. You can include the same characters and have no one be that surprised that instead of the stakes being like, you might get kicked out of school, it's like evil mermaids may take over the ocean and descend the world into darkness.
Mm.
But I think the bad guy is more like someone trying to capture proof of mermaids. I can't remember. But the main thing
there's a few storylines going on.
Right. The main thing I remembered about this one was that there's this whole coming of age thing that happens when you're a mermaid, where you work out which element of a mermaid you are. Are you an earth mermaid? Are you a fire mermaid? Are you a wind mermaid? Or most boring, are you a water mermaid? Which Barbie is, but they become mermaids again, and Barbie ends up being they're all different types of mermaid.
Yeah, and then there's like the power keeper or whatever it is.
Mm. And we're once again, yeah, the power keeper is a native mermaid who has a broken tail and is a prosthetic tail. And again, we return to like terrifyingly cute animals in Barbie movies, because there's a couple of dolphins and shit in this that just are
they terrifying
so scary.
And cute, or like are they? Is it terrifying how cute they are?
No. I did not find them cute. I found them.
You said they were terrifyingly cute.
Sorry.
They were so cute. You were like,
Well, something that was terrifyingly not cute was the sort of brief flashes this movie gives you of a underwater submersible being flooded with water from the outside. Just like, oh my God, I can't get the submarine out of my head, because the bad guy is in like an underwater base and then it breaks, and then Barbie has to turn her into a mermaid to save her life and shit. And it was all just like, oh my God, this is feeling a little
Well, I think that's a, you know, a nice little happy ending, that there are billionaire mermaids potentially under the ocean who didn't implode. They just simply got turned into mermaids.
Maybe that's what happened. What did you think of this one?
Let me see where I put it in my ranking. It is funny that, like,
how I felt about it 2 days ago.
After a certain point, these films like actually can't be that bad, because they're just like the animation's better. There's the storytelling's a little bit more modern, where it's like there's definitely like a floor of Barbie films that I think it can't go past. So
okay,
even if I didn't really like this one so much, I still put it fourth. No, I can't even. Oh, maybe I didn't add this one. Whoopsie.
Oh, no.
Add a film. What's this one called?
Well, you're not even going to... Where are you going to put it? You don't know how you feel about it anymore. You've forgotten the emotions you had when you watched it.
No, let's put it... Was it better than Dolphin... it wasn't as good as Dolphin Magic, which was the one that it's like a... they meet up with Isla, who they meet in Dolphin Magic, and turn them into mermaids. Mm. But it was better than... It wasn't better than Magic of Pegasus. It's better than a fairy... No, a fairy secret was quite fun. Better than Mermaid Tale 2. So I put this 19th.
Okay.
And now I actually need to log this film on Letterboxd, because I didn't even log it.
Oh, my God.
I'm so stupid.
What are we looking at for the toys? Anything interesting? Any new mermaid tech that Mattel have been developing?
Yeah, let's have a look, eh? Barbie Mermaid Power Toys. Because, yeah, we've got some pretty bloody impressive stuff. Yep, there's a mermaid version of Barbie.
Holy shit. Barbies?
Yeah, they got all three of them. All five of them as mermaids.
All five Barbies.
Yeah. That's more Barbies than I can handle, certainly. What did you think of it? You've been suspiciously quiet.
I think it's just that thing of like, well, this is reminding me of video games with its elemental powers and shit. So it's sort of like more fantastical and therefore more kind of like piquing my brain. But I don't
but
know
then it's
if
also
I have
just like,
else to say.
Fucking, I'm so sick of the mermaid ones. Why are they always mermaids? How did we do 18 hours of this? I guess we were able to bring on guests.
I don't
guests.
Think we talked about them for very long. And
we were able to bring on guests like...
Still just me, I'm afraid.
Yes, it's just us. We didn't organize.
Actually have a guest for this next one, though. It's The Illusion of Free Will, Richard, because this next one was a choose-your-own-adventure.
Well, this one I think will actually be interesting to talk about. Hopefully... Well, let's play the music.
Play the music. Oh, right. I forgot we were doing that.
This is a Barbie theme song to a Barbie movie. We're going to watch them also cover Joy and the Dream Team. It's time to cut some popcorn and do this together. Barbie forever, yeah.
So, Barbie epic road trip. Another problem I actually have with the writing in these movies is that whoever's writing them is using like millennial terminology from 2007. Like there's a bit where someone's like, that was such an epic fail. And it's like, no one said epic fails for years. Like epic fail feels like it's got to the point where even like the unhip adults writing kids stuff know that it's not how kids
right, so
talk
you
anymore.
Think them using that was an epic fail?
I would never say that.
Well, fuck. Because they, it sounds like they pwned you, dude.
So this is a choose your own adventure where they go on a road trip
They're going to test an app.
Is that no, but the app is, so there's an app that Skip has made that's about like dog sitting.
It's matching dogs with owners. So yeah, it does have a choose your own adventure. Netflix has now released a few of those. We've done, Black Mirror Bandersnatch was
Puss in Book of
Puss
similar.
Puss in Book was we've covered, but Bandersnatch is obviously the most sort of well publicized one. But yeah, just certain parts throughout the film, you get an option of things to do. So the first choice you get, I think, is you're on the beach with Barbie's there with Brooklyn Barbie and Ken, and they both offer something they should toast to. And I fucked up a thing later on. I thought I'd missed a choice. And then so I went back and it took me back to this choice. And I did the other one. So I saw both for this one. But it's like you, both of them, one wants to toast to their dreams. The other one wants to toast to destiny. And both
what a
of
choice.
Them. But like both of them because. Because it's like, you know, it's a Barbie movie. There can't be any real conflict. Both ones you pick, the other one goes, oh, yeah, no, of course. Like, they go, let's toast
choices.
To destiny because, you know, the destiny is what drives us to dream or something like that. And then Barbie's like, yeah, duh. And then that's what I mean. And then, so they're both like, yeah, no, I also meant that.
The thing is, so many choices that you have to make in this interactive movie are choosing to agree with either Brooklyn or Ken.
Yeah.
And I was like, This is reminding me too much of legitimate conflict I've had in my various relationships. Like you can so see a conversation happening where Ken's like, I just feel like you never have my back. For the first like 5 or 6 choices I made, I had to side with Brooklyn and I was like, I feel terrible about this. Like I've been Ken in this situation. Because you were like, hey, can you please, you have to choose between
the
going
scenic
the scenic route,
route or the express route, yeah.
And you were like, I've gone scenic, so can you go express, which is Brooklyn's choice. And so I was like,
which I did
I kind of want to go the scenic, but
I did scenic
to
support Skipper because scenic supports Skipper's app. Ken is the one saying we should do the scenic route because we can test Skipper's app. But then the direct route is. But there's an audition in New York.
Presumably, though, the scenic and express route are hopefully pretty different films.
Hmm.
So tell me what happens when you go on the scenic route.
So let's see what the Barbie. Yeah, so it seems like they are two different moves. So you go to a dino park.
Right.
Or you can go straight to Roswell or go to the dino park for Ken. I think I must have gone. No, yeah, I went straight to Roswell because I started avoiding Ken. You read reviews for
so
this
you
film.
You went to Roswell?
Yeah.
Even though you took the scenic route?
Did you go to Roswell?
Dude, I was so ready to be like, Richard, you're not going to believe it. I got abducted by aliens.
So, okay, so this is interesting. So we go and there's all these references to aliens and you're in Roswell. People show up in masks and they keep on going, oh, we might see aliens. And then aliens never show up. And I was like, reading the description on the wiki now, there is some decision where I must have made the wrong one or let it pick whatever. And
the problem with the film is that it punishes the more interesting decision because so I went to Roswell and I chose to have a picnic with Ken instead of s'mores with Skipper and Brooklyn. And
yes, I chose the s'mores, I think.
Right. We went out and had a picnic, and then we started hearing weird sounds, and I had to choose to either investigate the sounds or go back to safety with Ken, which is quite high stakes for the rest of the movie's choices, yeah, to be honest. And I investigated the weird sounds, got abducted by these weird little purple aliens, and then nothing happens. You get dropped off. They drop them off at a beach at the start of the film, and the film starts again. And I was like, well, fuck. So I just went back and went, like, sorry, the correct choice was to be a fucking pussy and go back to camp. Wow, cool adventure. It's cool storytelling, Barbie.
Then we went to the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
I didn't do that.
Yeah, then there's, yeah, because you're matching mutts the whole way with match mutt. Mutt match or whatever it's called. And yeah, there was one where, and then we obviously hand glided into the, because it turns out there was like these two dogs that are identical and they gave the wrong one to this person who's like a helicopter pilot. And they're like, no, we gave him the dog that's afraid of heights, not the. And so they have to, they're like, how do we get down there? And they're like, well, we can safely trek down on our donkeys or we can take the hand glider. So I took the hand glider. And then the helicopter pilot's like, well, I feel bad taking one. Someone should take both. And then the next place you go to is like, do you want to go somewhere where you can match someone with Truffles, who's like their sort of main dog, or someone who you can match like both of these two dogs with? So I went to both of the two dogs. And
wait, so the guy just didn't take the second dog?
That feels he felt bad. Oh, to separate them.
No, but not. I thought he would take on a second dog instead of just having the one.
No, well, then he's still going to have a dog that's like afraid of heights and really shy. And the funny thing is that they're off to. Then we get to New York and just in time for the audition to be in Jacinda's music video, which is like.
It's weird hearing Jacinda used as a single name and like a famous person. For those not from New Zealand, that's how everyone referred to the Prime Minister for the past 4 years. when they got to the like festival, what was it? It's like the audition.
Yeah.
Something very interesting happened for me, Richard, because I made a decision. It wasn't one that was given to me. It was a decision I made to rest my eyes for a bit while watching this on my phone in my bed at 3 a.m. And I didn't fall asleep, but I certainly fell enough asleep to completely miss the decisions and was just sort of listening. Yeah. And occasionally they would just stop talking for about 15 seconds while the options loaded. And I was just like, okay, whatever. And when I opened my eyes, I'd accepted a scholarship in London. And the two Barbies went to London, leaving Ken in the lurch.
Wow.
And we went to London. And then while they're in London, Barbie was like, I wonder what would have happened if we didn't go to London. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm not out of this shit yet. And I went back, and instead of singing the song that gets you the scholarship, we opted to sing the shorter song, which is just them going, I know a really short song and it sounds like this. And the talent agent and the classic talent agent in the audience gets up and leaves. And then Ken and I got, I'm Barbie, I guess. Ken and Barbie went on a Ferris wheel where he was like, are you ready to be more than friends, Barbie? Oof. And was like, because whatever you choose, I'm happy either way, but I'm ready to take this to the next level. Are you? And then I had to choose as Barbie, Richard, if I wanted to accept this man's offer of love or friend zone him, a decision I have never been on the other side of. And I couldn't friend zone him. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that to someone else. So I accepted his love and we made out on the Ferris wheel, Richard.
Wow.
They animated the two characters kissing.
They've only kissed once before. Do you remember when that is?
No.
Come on.
Not gonna, I refuse to guess.
Fashion fairy tale, okay. Which we watched with Dave, which starts with Princess and the Pea.
That's right. So then it was like, what would have happened if we'd done this instead? And there was go back or go to credits, and I went to credits.
Yeah, I had the option to, at the end, it was like both Barbies sitting there being like, wow, makes you think about all the decisions you make, doesn't it? What would happen if we went to the Dino Park, well, what would happen if we just fucking did everything again? And my options were go to Dino Park or start over, and I just shut the app. But looking at the wiki, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different endings.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of endings.
So I took Scenic Route, Sister Dogs was my one, which is, and so you took Express Route Long Song. No, you did Express Route Short Song, right?
Well, I did both songs.
Right, okay.
So what are the toys looking like for this one?
Do you get to choose your own toys?
Fantastic. I'm so glad.
All right, let's see if there's anything interesting. There's nothing immediately obvious about toys here.
What? This is the first time this has happened.
Yeah, well, I guess it's get used to it, baby. So what's some fun? Trey, Ned, and Ted make a cameo on the first scene. Did you notice that?
Who are they?
Doesn't say.
This is a Barbie theme song to a Barbie movie. We're gonna watch a muscle car, but join the dream team. It's time to cut some voucher and do this together. Barbie forever, yeah.
So Barbie Skipper and the Big Birthday something or other. What is it called?
Barbie Skipper and the Big Babysitting. So this is like the headline is
the
Barbie
Big Babysitting Adventure.
Barbie : Skipper and the Big Babysitting Adventure. So it's not Barbie Skipper and the Big. It's not the three of them, you know. So this is like Skipper's solo movie, and
Skipper's spin-off.
This one actually does some interesting stuff. There's some like. Lengthy,
it does some interesting stuff.
Lengthy 2D animated stuff. Yeah. Also, for the record, I put Epic Road Trip 10th.
Who directed Epic Road Trip?
Epic Road Trip was directed by Conrad Halton.
The classic.
Yeah.
The GOAT.
No, he was not really loud, but yeah.
No, that's true. So Barbie Skipper and the Big Babysitting Adventure. It's basically about Skipper gets a job at a water park where she has to combat her terrible boss and ends up opening a daycare center there. But one thing I've got pulled up on my computer right now is that right at the start, she's running like an at-home babysitting service, which all the kids get really messy, and then all the parents come to pick up their kids, and they're like, "You fucking clod, you're terrible at babysitting." And all
first
the parents leave
the series,
angrily.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the subtitles for the parents leaving, Richard, I'll send you a photo I took because I thought this was a top-tier subtitle. It says, as the parents are leaving, it says in square parentheses, overlapping voices of discontent.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds like a Escape the Fate music like song title or something like that. I loved that. That was the most enjoyment I got out of the film. But no, you're right. It opens with them playing like a superhero game that's animated in 2D. And I thought it was interesting. And there's a great joke in there where this like evil ray will, if you get shot with this evil ray, it turns you into adults. And these kids are getting shot with this ray, and they go like, buy low, sell high, and then one of them makes a crack about DVDs. I'm having a conversation about the demise of DVDs, which is like, what a crazy joke to like a commentary on like the streaming apocalypse to be on my streaming movie.
Yeah, well, it's also like, yeah, obviously that like these movies have shifted away from home releases and are now just Netflix originals. But that hit me hard because it was. This was something that I feel. It's happened in my lifetime. It's like, I'm an adult to these kids.
Yeah, yeah. You're as an adult, as much of an adult as their parents are to them.
Yeah.
Or were to you, rather. And look, it quickly declines, I think, after this interesting
absolutely.
Sequence. And I found myself caring a lot less about what was going on. It does intermittently cut back to like 2D scenes, sort of like fantasy sequences, and then at one point the daycare is on like a party bus and it gets driven to an airport in the middle of nowhere where they end up on a plane that it's so it's like you stop paying attention for a second.
Yeah, and then the plane drives itself, and then the plane runs out of fuel.
There's a clown being like, "Welcome to the birthday party, plane." It was crazy, man. And yeah, and I watched this at 4 a.m., so I'm a little.
Yeah, I watched half of this at like midnight last night, and then I got too tired. And I did the same thing where I was like resting my eyes, and then I realized I am asleep, and I went to bed.
No one can say we haven't watched 42 Barbie movies.
Yeah, I was dozing off during one of the songs. And then having the realization that it's like, no, I'm not dreaming the song. It's on TV and I'm not paying attention to it. So
There's a character in this who's like the boss, who's like this J.K. Simmons-esque money mogul. Hated him. Horrible character design. Just a completely baby smooth face. Like, just poorly animated. Looked like something from a 20-year-old Barbie movie as opposed to a months-old Barbie movie, I thought. So didn't like that. What else didn't I like? What are the toys looking like for
I'm
this
just
one?
Just pulling that up now. I thought you'd have another thing to say. And then don't. I'd be like, ah, good.
I'd like to, time to stop to talking about Barbie for another couple years after very quickly what to
oh,
do
this
there.
One's got an ad from my doll cabinet. Skipper and the Big Babysitting Adventure. Oh, they're hugging. Oh my god, these look horrible. Okay, these are just normal toys, but this is like not an official YouTube channel. This is like, it starts with like an ad, what's clearly actually cut from a trailer of the film, and then it's just like someone up against their like shitty cream colored wall.
This sounds like some Elsagate shit. Like they're gonna do something weird with the dolls.
Yeah, just your fairly standard. I think we're past the days of leaps forward in technology for and then making a movie around that.
As you said, it has a post-credit scene where Stacy, the forgotten Barbie sister, the one who hasn't had a movie dedicated to herself, says, like, I'm going to get my own movie. And I was like, great. I'm so excited for these four indistinguishable sisters to have their own adventures.
Well, yeah, you'll have to wait till March next year when Barbie and Stacy to the Rescue comes out.
Very cool. All right. Shall we close up then? Shall we close the door once again on the dream house?
Yeah, I mean, let's just double check the trivia section on the wiki because I don't want to. But a Skipper began babysitting in the Dream House Adventures episode Baby Sister Babysitter. It's a good, good title.
Cool.
One of the children, they get zapped by Stacy's weapon, uses a laptop with a Pear logo on the back. This is a parody of the Apple logo.
I've never seen that joke done in 100 different cartoons. Yeah,
that's GTA uses that, I think, doesn't it? Characters from Barbie and Chelsea the Lost Birthday make cameos.
Chelsea and Barbie.
Yeah, Chelsea has the Darby the stuffed giraffe with her in most of her scenes. And the there's a Nutcracker cameo, apparently, when Tammy shows Skipper the dirty pool.
Get out of town. All right, Richard.
And in Germany, it's known as Barbie, Skipper und das Groff, babysitting Abenteuer.
Thank you very much for listening, everybody, to our Barbie film franchise follow-ups. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hopefully we have more to say about the 2023 movie.
If you like this, then please consider supporting us at Cold Pop Show on Instagram and Twitter. You can also join the Discord where you can tell us what your favorite Barbie movie is, or you can support us at patreon.com/coldpopshow where you get to give us a post-credit scene, which is coming at you after this music. Barbie forever, yeah, and it will always be Barbie forever, yeah. Good night, everybody. Welcome along to the post-credit scene. This is a segment at the end of each episode where if you donate $5 or more over at patreon.com/coldpopshow, you get to give us something to talk about in this, the post-credit scene. Richard, who's it from and what is it?
Today's one comes to us from Michael Prefontaine, who says, if you were given any one luxury item but couldn't sell it, what luxury item would you want? Millions of dollars of cash.
An elephant. But like a creepy Barbie elephant.
Now, genuinely, like maybe a nice watch, like a really nice Rolex watch or something like that. Like a car or like, you know, like a Lamborghini or something like that. It would be fun to drive if you've got a wide enough open space and stuff. But it's like the upkeep of that and everything, I don't think that I would actually enjoy owning that and having to house and everything like that. A nice Rolex that, you know, was actually, because it's a status symbol you can wear on your wrist. I think that's probably my answer.
I'm going to go with a blimp, a Zeppelin.
Where would you keep it?
In the sky.
Well, yeah, that's, I guess you would. Do you know how many blimps there are in the world?
Like under 100, right?
One sec. There are 25.
Wow.
Blimps in the entire world.
26.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.